Innisfail, you can already call Cody Wilson a true all-around young rodeo superstar. At the young age of 22, Wilson has already competed on the rodeo circuit, been crowned a rodeo queen, and she's now calling all shots from the announcing booth. The latter is a rare post for women in the sport of rodeo, as men have traditionally been assigned to the announcing booth. "I've only ever really seen about one or two other female rodeo announcers," said Wilson. "Oftentimes they'll do jackpots and stuff, but it's very uncommon. And so, it makes it kind of unique to get to step into the role. But the young woman is tough. It's in her blood, and she's never shied away from hard work. This summer she's working out of Innisfail and the surrounding area for the Chinook's Edge School Division's maintenance department. She's saving money to go into her fifth year of post-secondary education at the University of Lethbridge to earn a Bachelor of Education degree. And this summer, as was the case in 2021, she's working even harder on weekends." Wilson is enthusiastically behind the booth at different rodeos across the province. She hails from the Sundry area near Bergen. She proudly describes herself as a third-generation cowgirl. Her dad Randy was a steer wrestler, while her mom Tracy competed as a barrel racer and as a past Innisfail rodeo princess from the early 1990s. As for her siblings, younger sister Shanae is a 21-year-old barrel racer. Her brother Reese is a 17-year-old steer wrestler who is competing this month in the Alberta High School Rodeo Association, AHSRA, finals. "I grew up with that lifestyle. I actually high school rodeoed myself," said Wilson, who has competed in many female rodeo disciplines, including barrel racing, goat tying, and breakaway roping. Wilson is also directly involved in rodeo in other ways. In 2016, she was crowned Miss Alberta High School Rodeo Queen. She is currently the Queen Coordinator for the Rodeo Queen program for the AHSRA, a role that sees her honing valuable skills in sponsor relations and organizing the Queen competition. And then 2 years ago came that unique offer that was impossible to refuse, getting behind the booth to call the action and to set the scene at Downhome Western Rodeos. "I was asked by the Sundry High School Rodeo Committee if I would announce because they were looking for an announcer. And from there, I kind of just kept getting booked," said Wilson. She started announcing 2 years ago for the Crooked Horn Canadian Junior Rodeo Association, and then with the Alberta High School Rodeo Association. "My job as a rodeo announcer is to keep the rodeo running, and keep everyone informed. So, especially with these younger level rodeos, they're still learning a lot of time management," said Wilson. "And so, my job is to keep the contestants organized to represent sponsors, you know, doing shout-outs, keeping the crowd engaged, and being an eye on safety in the arena. If a bull were to get out, you then have to notify people, things like that. So essentially it's to keep the rodeo rolling is my role as an announcer." Wilson concedes her new rodeo role has cut down her time with rodeo competition, but that is okay. She still plays an essential part of the action that is crucial to all cowboys, cowgirls, and fans. Her biggest announcing assignment to date has been to call the action at the finals of the Crooked Horn Canadian Junior Rodeo Association. However, is there a dream with this young lady to someday land announcing honors at Canadian professional rodeo's biggest and most celebrated events, like the Calgary Stampede, Canadian Finals Rodeo, Pinoca Stampede, or closer to home at the Danes Ranch Pro Rodeo? "If I could make it that far, I mean, being a pro rodeo announcer would definitely be cool," she said. "So far, I'm just kind of taking it as it goes. But I've been really enjoying getting to be on the other side of rodeo."